Today's episode, The Navy at Mono Lake. In the 1950s and 60s, travelers motoring along the shores of Mono Lake on El Camino Sierra may have been surprised to see an enormous mushroom cloud of water shoot straight up out of the ancient lake, accompanied by a deafening boom. At the end of World War II, Americans were joyous with the expectation of finally having peace at hand. However, no sooner were the peace treaties signed in Europe and Asia than the Cold War surfaced and became every bit as frightening and disconcerting as real war. Children practiced duck-and-cover drills in their classrooms, bomb shelters were constructed in backyards throughout the U.S., and Americans would anxiously watch the latest world crisis on the new technology of television. The U.S. military was well-intentioned in its mission to protect Americans from the looming menace of nuclear war. Scientists worked hand-in-hand with the military to develop the most advanced weapons and defense system the world had ever seen. The U.S. military made their way to a number of remote locations, primarily in the western United States, to conduct a wide variety of these scientific experiments. The faraway reaches of Mono Lake made a perfect spot to conduct such tests. Since Mono Lake had no fish, it was thought it would be a good spot to conduct these tests because the effects on wildlife would be minimal. From 1957 to 1969, the U.S. Navy, the USGS, the California Institute of Technology, and something called the Nuclear Weapons Effect Division of the Waterway Experiment Station detonated numerous huge explosions in the lake, though none of them were of atomic origin. It was reported that some of these tests sent columns of water over 1,000 feet into the air. But eventually, due to public pressure, the underwater detonations in Mono Lake were halted. A plaque noting this peculiar chapter of Mono Lake's history is located at the namesake of this experiment, Navy Beach. Today, this is one of the most popular destinations on Mono Lake, offering hiking, bird watching, and canoeing. The U.S. Navy at Mono Lake? It did happen, and is yet another interesting tale to be found along El Camino Sierra.